JM and the AM, a reminder from our friends at Art Scroll. There's a brand new book by David Sutton. It's entitled A Daily Dose of Psukim of Bitachon, Strengthening Your Reliance on Hashem, One Pasuk a Day. It's based on verses of Bitachon compiled by Rabbi Yosef Zundel of Salant. It is a comprehensive, over 400-page book. Go to artscroll.com. It's written by Rabbi David Sutton. Go to artscroll.com. Make sure to use promo code RADIO24 for your free shipping and major savings. Again, you know the rule. Every time you go to artscroll.com, make sure to use promo code RADIO24. Again, that's RADIO24. He is the author of a plethora. If you look at the back cover of this book, you get an idea of what Rabbi Sutton is responsible for. A plethora of amazing works, and we always enjoy having him on the air. Rabbi David Sutton, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Thank you. My pleasure. Pleasure to be here.
What can you tell us about Rabbi Yosef Zundel of Salant? Frankly, until your book was released, and we received it here in our studio, I had not heard of Rabbi Yosef Zundel, I'm sorry to say. What can you tell us about him, his era, and his effect on this fascinating subject of faith, Bitachon?
Well, what's interesting is Rabbi Yosef Zundel was a hidden tzaddik, and that's probably why you didn't know about him. One of the people that brought Rabbi Yosef Zundel into the forefront was none other than another, what we'll call Landsman, someone from the same city of Salant, who was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter saw this man that looked like a simple man. He was dressed like a simple man. He worked for a living, but he saw something was special there. He followed him, and he figured out that this was no simple man. This is a student of Rav Chaim Volozhin, who was a student of the Gaon of Vilna, and he was Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, I believe, one of the greatest men of the generation. He followed him. He learned from him. And a lot of his Musar understandings were based on him. And this rabbi specifically, it says about him, there's actually a book written called The Tzaddik of Yosef Zundel, where this long list of psukim come from. It was put out in a book by Rabbi Eliezer Rivlin, printed in Yerushalayim 5687. So it's a whole book about him. But he said that he was able to do miracles with Bitachon. Wow. He had a special... And one last thing is the psukim Bitachon come not just as a theory, but in practice, there's two letters, you know, Yisrael Salanter's letters called Ar Yisrael, most people don't know. In those letters, he quotes two letters from his Rebbe, where his Rebbe's son is on a Bikur Cholim mission with his sister. That means the Yosef Zundel's daughter and son were traveling for medicinal purposes, and he's getting down, he doesn't know what to do, and his father says, Sei Psukei Bitachon. So that's one of the earliest sources we have for someone in trouble. And he says, he gives him a few of those psukim to say.
Because in the past, or I should say in any era of Jewish history that predates that story, I guess one would say, start saying Tehillim, right? Start saying Psalms. We know about the relief and the Yeshuot that are accompanied with the saying of Psalms and beseeching God through the saying of Tehillim. So this was sort of a little bit of a different approach. This is saying...
100% right. This is a chiddush in the fact that we're taking targeted psukim.
Right.
We're taking targeted psukim. We're not reading a whole chapter. We're taking a targeted pasuk that talks about Bitachon. It actually predates. We're using the list of Yosef Zundel of Salant. The Maral already quoted an early sefer called the Mishpat Tzedek says to do this. And it even has sources in Yerushalmi. So the concept of Psukei Bitachon, it's the Maral says was used when men went to war, when went to business. And he says it's been tried and proven. I know someone today in Lakewood who's a very wealthy man, and he told me he does not do a deal before sitting down and reading Psukei Bitachon. Anyone in his office, any important call, you sit down and you read Psukei Bitachon. You take three psukim, you say it three times. He said he got that from Rabbi Kalman Krohn, told him this idea, and he won't make a move without Psukei Bitachon. Now, the chiddush over here of our concept is based on what the Peleoid says and Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says. You really should understand what you're saying. So Hebrew English is nice, but what we're trying to do is give a full understanding of a pasuk. You could see a pasuk and just see a pasuk, and then you could get the full bang out of the pasuk, and I'll give you one or two examples.
Please.
As we go on.
Okay, yeah, because I have set aside certain ones I want to ask you about. You have 125 chapters with, you know, 125 psukim. Was Rav Zundel's Sefer or compilation also 125 psukim?
Actually, there's a few of them that I felt so enamored by that I gave them more than one lesson. But he has maybe 120. Give or take, there's a few that I doubled up on.
And it's interesting because whenever I speak about tefillah to a crowd that I'm trying to inspire to, you know, get them to be more inspired when they daven, I always talk about how special Ashrei is. Ashrei obviously comes from Tehillim. And the reason I say it like that is because I believe that there are psukim in Ashrei because of how it's written and what the words mean that really speak to individuals. You know, that's why I always talk about, I always recommend to people, establish for yourself a favorite pasuk. It doesn't have to be Pasach HaShadecha. It can be something that speaks to you even more, that relates to you even more. And I think that with that in mind, so many of these psukim that you outline of the 120 that Rabbi Yosef Zundel compiled, I think there's tremendous potential for everyone to internalize and really make these psukim or some of these psukim theirs.
Oh, that's the point. The point over here is it's not even like a lesson a day. Of course, a lesson a day is on the learning level. Rabbi Miller speaks about taking a pasuk that talks to you. Revolva speaks about this. We have sources. Pepa Haredim quotes his Rebbe that used to sing certain psukim. If you take a pasuk that talks to you, You could sing it for a month. That should be your little tune. That should be your little jingle.
Yep.
And as well, it's almost, I saw Rav Chaska Levenstein quotes, and I couldn't find it recently, that just like there's a concept of learning Musar, the Hispilus, you learn Musar out loud, take these psukim and sing them. Take them and make them, you know, part of your whole psyche. It's going to turn you around.
By the way, a little shout out or a tip of the hat, as the expression goes, that there are Jewish music composers who have done what you just recommended. They have made it possible for people to actually make those words part of them because of the tunes they've created. And I think that that's part of it as well.
Beautiful.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it. All right, let's go to some of the specific psukim because I actually have marked some that I wanted to ask you about. We talk about Mizmor LeDavid, Hashem Ro'i Lo Echsar. We talk about Hashem being my shepherd. This is one of the go-tos. This is when you talk about in Jewish history, people being in sensitive situations and certainly feeling like they're in danger. This is where we quote David HaMelech, and he talks about Hashem is my, he will lead me. I put my full faith into what the future brings into his hands, Kaviyachol. What can you tell us about this specific pasuk?
I love that you brought this pasuk down, because when I say Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Ro'i Lo Echsar, I think I'm standing there around my Friday night, my Shabbos table or Shabbat table, and we say Mizmor LeDavid in Kiddush. I'm not sure if Ashkenazim say Mizmor LeDavid at all in Kiddush, but we say Mizmor LeDavid before Kiddush. So I see it as the table set, everything's around. You say, wow, Hashem Ro'i Lo Echsar, beautiful, David HaMelech is in his palace. But until I worked on this Sefer, and I saw the message to Hillam on this pasuk says it's referring to an episode in Shmuel Aleph, Chaf Beis Hay, when David HaMelech goes into a forest called the Cheret Forest, and it was a dry area of land, we would have died of thirst, and he says, Mizmor LeDavid Hashem Ro'i Lo Echsar, and Hashem turns that desert into an oasis for him.
Right.
And one of the reasons why we say this on Kiddush, on Shabbat, for those that do, is because Shabbat is also a Me'en Olam Haba. It's like a little piece of Olam Haba that we can get through our bitachon. So when you say a pasuk and you understand where this pasuk came from, when is David HaMelech saying? He's not sitting there, like I once heard from somebody say, it's not like, you know, David HaMelech is sitting there with a little cigar on the side of the pool, and he's making form. No. Every one of David HaMelech's Mizmari Tehillim, he's in a challenge. He's going to sort of the first one of Psukei Bitachon. Shachafti v'ishana. I lay down, I slept, and I got up, and Hashem supports me. Okay, it sounds like Moda Ani.
Right.
But if you knew that this time, with David HaMelech is tired, he's weary, there's an ongoing war with Avshalom, where he's being pursued relentlessly. Avshalom's advisor, Achitofel, said, David HaMelech's tired, he's sleeping, we can make an ambush attack. And comes along Shiaachi, another advisor says, no, David HaMelech would never go to sleep. He's not sleeping. We're going to attack him now. It's an ambush. He's going to ambush us. And they took, Avshalom took Hushi's advice. Later on, David HaMelech met Hushi, and found out that Achitophel was right, David HaMelech did go to sleep, and he would have been killed. And when David HaMelech realized that, he said, I went to sleep, and Hashem woke me up, because Hashem supports me. He found out about what they were planning and never occurred. So suddenly that simple pasuk takes on a whole new meaning of what Hashem is doing for me.
You know what you remind me of? Tomorrow night is my father's yard site. Harav Zeb and Rabbi Yosef Halevi want to dedicate this conversation to his memory. And one of the few things that was said to me during that, my father passed away in a very unusual accident. And one of the things, one of the only comforting things said to me was from an old Rebbe of mine during Shiva, when he said, Hashem has saved people from much more difficult situations. Meaning, of course, that if, you know, it was meant to be that my father would have been saved from this situation, it would have happened. I think it's one of the things that you're pointing out that's so important. We don't realize how dangerous a situation David HaMelech was in. We don't realize how much his back was to the wall. And when we go ahead and we internalize this pasuk, we have to understand that as difficult as things might be for us, and therefore we turn to this pasuk, you know, Hashem's in control, and he has helped people in the past, including David HaMelech, from very, very tough situations. If it's meant to be, then Bezrat Hashem, that's what will happen.
Okay, now I'd like to share with you something very interesting on Psukei Bitachon.
Sure.
The last book that I wrote, I don't think I spoke to you. It was called The Art of Being You.
Right.
I don't think I interested me on that. You should put that down on your list. The Art of Being You. It's a, we'll call it a emotional wellness self-help book. And a lot of it invokes the cross between religion and psychology. And Revolva writes in a certain pamphlet about religion and psychology, and he says that a rabbi or a friend can help someone that's going through depression by reading him psukim of bitachon that give chizuk. And he quotes a psychiatrist who directed clergymen when dealing with mentally ill people to read them psukim from Tanakh, and that will give them strength. And Revolva says, I tried this many times, and I saw it helps. I saw the influence that you could break someone's depression. Of course, sometimes you need doctors and medicine. But it's possible, he says, with psukim alone to pull a person out, to give them hope by taking these psukim and drilling them into you. So it's really, it's not just, you know, a lot of times I'll get emails of, you know, my business is going down, I'm having a challenge in my marriage, I'm learning about bitachon and it changed around, which is true, that bitachon will bring something, so to say, externally. Our lot of Hashem, it came from the outside. But there's an added aspect of emotional well-being that comes from within. When you sit and read these psukim, it's going to make you inherently calmer and a more emotionally well person. I'd really like to stress that a lot, because in our times, the numbers of people struggling with mental health is on the rise. And Revolva is telling us that reading these psukim isn't just say reading it. Reading with emotion, internalizing it, will change it. It'll add hope and will change it.
And as you write in chapter/story number 67, don't be embarrassed by having to rely on Hashem. Tehillim Ayin Aleph, pasuk number 1 says, Becha Hashem Chasisi Al Evoshali Olam. And I think that's a hurdle that a lot of people have to overcome. Sometimes they're embarrassed to rely on anybody, even the one above.
Or you might think, so, you know, hey, I'm getting a bitachon book. Something's wrong with me.
Right.
You know, I'll be talking something to be proud of. Walk around. You don't need a brown paper bag on top of your bitachon book.
Understood. Can you tell us, we're going to say Hallel this coming Sunday. After all, Rosh Chodesh Adar Bet's around the corner. And the Psukim of Yisrael, Batach B'Hashem, Ezra Maginam Hu, which of course translates Israel, trust in Hashem. Their help, meaning Israel's help, and their shield, meaning Israel's shield is He. The help and the shield, the protection comes from the one above. And of course, the next pasuk, Beis Aharon Bitchu Hashem, House of Aharon Trusted Hashem, Ezram Umaginam Hu. Could you tell us about the relationship of these two psukim?
Well, what's interesting is that we actually bring down these psukim, which means there are three levels or three areas of people. When it comes to bitachon, there's the base Aaron is the Kohanim, there's the Yirei Hashem with the Chafetz Chaim says the people that learn Torah,
right,
and there's the regular Klal Yisrael, and all these three people on their level have to work on their bitachon. And in the end, when it talks about the bracha, it says a base Yisrael is going to get a bracha, base Aaron is going to get a bracha, and then Hoshem, each one is going to rely on Hashem on their level, get a bracha on their level, and say thanks to Hashem on their level. Now, it's interesting, this pshat is not in the Sefer. There's actually, I didn't really stress this enough, there's many lists. There's no halachal notion we've seen on Pesukei Bitachon. We start with Yosef Zundel Salant's list. The Maharal has a list, and the Ramchal has a list. Oh. Some of the Pesukim overlap, and some of them don't. And we're actually working now on the Maharal's list, so sometimes I have to leave some of the Pesukim for the next Sefer.
Well, what is the discrepancy? Maharal has how many that aren't on Reb Zundel's list? Do you have an approximation?
I need an Excel sheet to actually compare that. I don't know why.
But is it a lot? Is it 10 or 90? Like, is it a lot or a little?
Maybe 10 to 20% of overlap.
Got it.
You, but I don't know exactly. But there's three lists, all in the area of 100, that each one of these guys on their own shows that spoke to them and made their list.
Right. Pretty amazing. Rabbi David Sutton's with us. The book is called Daily Dose of Pesukim of Bitachon. And finally, I have to ask you about this because a lot of people, including myself, need chizuk in this area. Number 83, Tov lachasos b'Hashem mibtoach b'adam. Better to take refuge in Hashem, depend on him, so to speak, than to rely on man. And then, of course, again, Halil, Tov lachasos b'Hashem mibtoach b'ndivim. Better to take refuge in Hashem than to rely on nobles or generous people. So one seems to be just a general, you know, don't rely on man. It's the one above who you should be turning your attention to. And then I guess the tendency is that if someone has money or a position or, you know, is high up in government, you might put your faith in them because of the work, what they're capable of doing. No. Don't be fooled by that. Only Hashem can give you the proper protection. Could you give us something on these two psukim?
Well, there's a very, very important point over here brought down by the Gaon of Vilna earlier by Rabbeinu Bachya and Rabbeinu Yonah. Tov lachos b'Hashem mitoach b'adam. Better seek refuge in Hashem. Lachos means to seek refuge. Mitoach and rely on a person. Now, that's the most obvious thing in the world. Of course, rely on Hashem over a person. What's the chiddush of David HaMelech? So both these commentaries say that the difference between bitachon and chisayon. It shows up in the book quite a few times. When I have bitachon, rely, I mean, someone gave me a havtacha, a guarantee. When someone told you, uncle says, don't worry, I'll cover your mortgage. And now you're relying on him because he gave you a havtacha, a guarantee. And you're boteach, you feel guaranteed in him. Well, that's why bitachon really means I feel guaranteed. I'm batuach, I'm for sure.
Right.
Now, chisayon is seek refuge. Seek refuge means it's raining outside and you go run under a rock for refuge. You're seeking refuge. That seeking refuge, no one talked to you, no one promised you. You just went on your own to seek refuge. And a lot of times people make the mistake of there be talking and says, look, Hashem never spoke to me, never told me. How do I know I could rely on him? And the answer is Hashem says, I'm your rock. Sur Asher Chasayubo, the rock that you relied on. Suri, my rock, the law of Lossabo. Hashem is the rock. And therefore it says, Tov Lachos Bashem, you're in a better position when you on your own seek refuge. Hashem, I'm looking to you to take care of your mortgage. I never spoke to you. You're in a better position than the guarantee you got from your uncle, and you're relying on the uncle's guarantee.
I love it. Rabbi Sutton, I got it all right. Rabbi Sutton, look, I mean, this is the one of the keys to bitachon, is not putting one's faith in what the potential for another human being can do for you, but remembering that it all comes from the one above.
Now, I'd like to share one or two other things from previous experiences. One of them is that there's a lot of people that start study groups using the book. And I've heard tremendous, tremendous stories of chizik. You know, have people that are waiting for a shidduch, for a refuah, and they'll go and they say, you know what, we're going to do a lesson a day. And they have 10, 20 friends. They're on the phone. They have a call-in time, and they do it together. It's a wonderful family project. It's a great way. I've met a lot of chassam kalas in the first year by the dinner table. Connecting through bitachon is a beautiful thing. It's an opportunity to be mischazik together, a grandmother and a granddaughter. There's a lot of wonderful interaction that could come about through such a thing. That's a very important thing to people should think about, of using this as a bonding opportunity.
Because you have the chance to actually remind each family member through that interaction, you know, that everything we're blessed with comes from the one above, something that not
another great thing which I've seen people do. I got a call a few months ago from a lady in Florida. Her child went into the hospital of a yontif, and she called me. She was in the Bikur Cholim room in the hospital. And there was the previous book called A Daily Dose of Bitachon. And she read it cover to cover, and she got such chizik from it. And she was just telling me, it was just there in the Bikur Cholim room. There's so many opportunities of chesed, because the biggest chesed you could do is give someone bitachon. So if you go and say, you know what, there's local Bikur Cholim rooms in my neighborhood. Let me drop off some Emunah Bitachon books there. Or I know someone that's going through a struggle. Let me send them an Emunah Bitachon book. It's a gift that keeps on giving. You don't realize how much of an impact we can have just by sharing and talking with other people.
Phenomenal. Just great. Rabbi Sutton, I think your new book is going to make more and more people batuach about their bitachon.
I hope so. I also want to share with you an interesting hashkacha process. I was in Eretz Yisrael. I just landed yesterday, and I did not have any of my electronic devices on me, and I was flipped my mind that the next morning after I arrived, I was having this show, this radio show, and Hashem is in charge of the world. He's going to remind me. So there's one of my favorite Friday night guests, who's one of your favorite listeners. Her name is Judy Landy, and sure. She called me up and said, "Don't forget, you're on the Nothing Super Show Wednesday morning." And I said, "Wow, unbelievable." She was there to remind me. Harvey Shlucham Lamakom. Hashem has his ways of reminding us not to forget. And it's interesting, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, since, you know, there's a war going on, I didn't want to go running around from place to place. For the first time in many years, I run around. I stayed stationed. I spent about 2 hours by Kever Rachel. I spent 2 hours by Amor by the coast. And I just was reading Tehillim, and there's something special. And especially when I started learning Pesukei Bitachon, there's something in there. And recently I saw, I didn't have a chance to put it in the introduction, but I saw when the Ramchal talks about Hasidus, and they say from the Seilus Hasharim, says the way to get to Hasidus is take the Pesukim of David HaMelech and read his Pesukim. They have so much power in there.
Amazing.
I don't think that's a well-known Ramchal telling us to read Pesukim of Chizuk in Tehillim as a way to get our Bitachon working.
Yeah. The solutions right in front of us, or certainly the derech is right in front of us. We just have to, We just have to hop on the road, so to speak. Rabbi David Sutton, the book is called A Daily Dose of Psukim of Bitachon, Strengthening Your Reliance on Hashem, One Pasuk a Day. Check it out, artscroll.com. Make sure to use promo code radio24, artscroll.com. Promo code is radio24. Rabbi Sutton, I always enjoy our conversations. Mazal tov, mabruk on the brand new book. And thanks so much for joining us this morning. More coming up at America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listener-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web, the Nachum Segal.com and the Nachum Segal Network, and of course, on the beloved NSNF.